The leadership class of the Peanut Bipole Association met this past week. Richard Barnhill of Major and Hockman told him he felt like the new peanut crop should see an increase of about 22%. He said there has been talk of a 30% increase in acres, but he believes it's more realistic at 22%. This would be about the same acres as the crop of peanuts in 2012. He said demand, which shows a carryout after that point of 1,295,000 tons. That's a little strong, he said. There's been early sales at 46 to 47 cents a pound on splits, and today they're about 46 to 48. Blanched peanuts are bringing about 58 cents, but there's a backup of blanched peanuts. He said some limited farmer stock contracts were offered early, about $400 per ton. That was probably the best one that's going to be offered this year because of the potential increase in acres. He said $385 a ton is now being offered on runners. Golden Peanut Nut Company has a flex contract with a $375 base. For each 1 cent that it goes up on the market, which is equal to 47 cents, farmers will receive an additional $13.50 per ton. He said, I think some coverage up to 50% of that level would be a good hedge this coming year. He said the Tifton Quality Peanut has announced they will be building a new blancher in time for the 2015. He said that is needed. The Premium Peanut Company will construct a new shelling plant in Douglas, Georgia, with an estimated startup of December 2015. They anticipate about 110,000 tons. They plan to shell 110,000 tons in 2016, growing to 140,000 tons of peanuts by 2018. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.